ओम शांति। इंग्लिश अव्यत मुरली ऑफ 26 अगस्त 1996। इट इज द रिवाइज्ड अव्यत मुरली ऑफ अव्यत बाप दादा ऑफ 22 जनवरी 1976। फास्ट एफर्ट ऑफ द प्रेजेंट फाइनल मोमेंट्स। टुडे बाप दादा हैज स्पेशली कम टू सी द फेसेस ऑफ द लिविंग छात्रक्स हु हैव कम टू सेलिब्रेट ए मीटिंग। Those who are extremely loving, long-lost and now-found children, to the extent that the children who are constantly thinking of a meeting and who are constantly absorbed in this love, remember the father accordingly, Bap Dada also remembers them in return. Such multi-million times fortunate souls are loved by the father and also by the world. Just as you children invoke the father in the same way, the souls of the world are invoking you. Most elevated souls, are you able to hear the sound of their invocation echoing in your ears? Especially at dusk when the sun sets, today together with the father, the son of knowledge, they also salute their limited lights, considering them to be the lucky stars, the beings of light who dispel darkness. Whose memorial is this? Do you elevated souls experience being invoked every day? This is because even the father salutes such elevated souls who are the masters of the world and the masters of Brahman. This is why the souls of the world took up the discipline offering salutations every day. Do you experience yourself to be worthy of those salutations? Do you think? You do not think that this praise or the worship is only for the spiritual children, do you? New children moving along with the fast effort are especially merged in Bap Dada's eyes. Just as the children are constantly merged in the father's eyes and they constantly experience his company and closeness. In the same way, children who have come later are not distant. They too are close. That's why, according to the drama, children who come at the end have a golden chance of moving fast through taking a high jump, that is, of coming first, and they should constantly keep this in their awareness. Bap Dada is happy to see the zeal, enthusiasm and courage of the new children and is also giving them a special love and cooperation. Now, this year have the determined thought to fulfill the many desires and wishes of the souls of the world. To fulfill the desire of others means to make the self ignorant of any knowledge of desire. Just as to give is to receive, in the same way to fulfill the desires of the others is to make the self complete. The first effort of the present final moments is to perform a double task at the same time. What's that? To give to others is to remove the weaknesses from the self, that is, to create others is to become. On the path of bhakti, people donate whatever they are lacking. Then by donating that thing, they never again lack it, and so giving becomes receiving. In the same way, in whichever subject you feel yourself to be lacking, whatever speciality or virtue you feel lacking within yourself, donate that particular speciality or virtue, that is, use that in serving other souls, and then you will experience that within yourself as a practical fruit of the service. To serve means to receive the fruit. Now, there is not that much time to make effort in which you can give time to yourself, your own self, and then make time to serve others. Fast effort means to serve the self and the others at the same time. In every second and in every thought, there should be benevolent feelings for the self and for the world. In the same second, you should be performing the double task. Only then will you become one with the double crown. If you only perform one task at a time, then as a result of serving either the self or the world individually, you will receive the single crown of light in the new world. That is, although you will attain a life of a purity, a life filled with happiness and prosperity, you will not attain the throne and crown of a kingdom. That is, you will receive the status of a subject. The basis of attaining a double crown is to perform double service at the same time, to serve the self and others at the same time. This is the effort of coming last and going fast. Are you making such fast effort? Now have such particular checking at the present time. You will be able to change yourself and the time through this method. Acha. To such children in whom there is a hope, who transform themselves and the world, to those who constantly maintain good wishes for the world benefit, the same as Bap Dada, to the fast effort makers who fulfill all desires of all souls, to the word servers and word benefactors who use their time and thought for service to such most elevated souls, Bap Dada's love, remembrance and namaste. And we spiritual children give a lot of love and remembrance and namaste to dearest Bap Dada. Personal meeting. The main basis of transformation is to become busy in service at every second. What a special chit-chat takes place in the heart-to-heart exchange of the Maharathis. Generally, the subject that comes up with the Maharathis is, when will transformation take place? Whilst looking at the time and the self, do you have the question of what is to happen? However, the main basis of transformation is to remain busy in service at every second. Every Maharathi should constantly have the thought, whatever time I have, that has to be used for service. Even when you are using time for an essential task for your body, whilst doing that, you can use your mind to bring about world benefit at the same time. If you are not able to do something with words or actions, you should have the thought in your mind of having benevolent feelings. That is also then accumulated is the subject of service. On the path of bhakti, whom does one call a great donor? Those who do not use anything for themselves, but who use everything at every moment to serve others. Such souls are called great donors. Otherwise, they are just donors. Those who constantly and continually donate are called great donors. In the same way, whilst giving time to yourself personally, always consider yourself to be engaged in world service. Whenever you are sitting on a stage, you have to pay special attention, because at that time you are on the stage of for service, and so you don't become slack, you pay full attention to service. In the same way, when you constantly consider yourself to be on the stage of service, transformation will take place through that. When you constantly remain engaged in service as a result of service and on the basis of the attainment of being praised and blessed from the hearts of all souls, you will experience happiness. And by remaining busy in this, whatever weaknesses you experience within yourself will be finished. So, this is the method to transform yourself, to which you have to draw one another's attention and put into practice. At present, according to the stage of being a world benefactor, to stabilize yourself in remembrance is also accumulated in the subject of service. This is because the time of the Maharathis is spent now on the pilgrimage of remembrance is not just for the self, but that time is spent on the pilgrimage of remembrance is for the self as well as for the benefit and service of others. You have already received a lot of time to experience benefit for yourself, but now it is the time for the stage of being a great donor and a bestower of blessings. So, what is the definition of a Maharathi? A Maharathi is one who has a double crown, that is, one who is a double server. There should be the balance of serving others as well as serving the self. Such a soul is called a Maharathi. The time of the children's childhood is for the self, and the time of responsible souls is for service. The time of the infantry and the cavalry will be used for the self a lot more. Sometimes their state will get spoiled. Sometimes they will have dharna, whereas at other times they will fail in their dharna. Sometimes they will be making intense effort, and sometimes they will make ordinary effort. One moment they would be battling with one sanskar, and the next moment they would be battling with another. They will waste a lot of time on themselves. However, the Maharathis will not be like this. Little children will play with toys. They will put everything right very quickly, or they will spoil something very quickly. Here too, they play with the toy of their sanskar, sometimes putting everything right and sometimes spoiling. Sometimes they put everything right and sometimes they are influenced and sometimes they influence it. However, this is a sign of childhood, not of a Maharathi. Acha, blessing. May you be merciful world benefactor who attains the kingdom of the world by doing altruistic service. Those who are altruistic servers can never have any such thought as, I have done this much and so I should receive name, fame, praise, etc. This is also taking. If the children of the bestower have the thought of taking, they are not bestowers. it does not seem right for the best overs to be the taking. When this thought is finished, you will attain the status of a world emperor. Only such an altruistic server who has unlimited disinterest can become a merciful Lord benefactor, world benefactor. Slogan: make the Almighty Authority your father and you will become free from repentance. Om Shanti.